Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
And any woman that be claiming they're aggressive, they be like, oh, I need a man to control this aggression. You know what I mean? So
I need somebody who can handle me. Like, how many times y'all heard that on the show? Like, you know what I'm saying?
I want a teammate. I want communication. I want to know exactly how you're feeling at all times. And I want you to know exactly how I'm feeling at all times. And I feel like with that right there, we'll be perfectly fine. Like,
you can't express that if they asking you about yourself and you say, I like doing what you like doing. That's, you get what I'm saying? You got to be able to communicate
what do you
better
like?
Than that.
I think that's submission.
Like? I like what you like.
That's no, it's not me going to do exactly what it is that you want to do. It's me wanting to know,
my point
like I
is,
said, what you
no,
want.
I hear
submissiveness.
You.
Like, is that not what it's called exactly? It's not doing what somebody wants you to do. It's
but that
being
does,
submissive.
I think submissive
to a
is like, you just submissive. Like, everything is just for that person. Like, it's no, I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do that. No.
I think it's not necessarily.
No?
That's not what submission is.
I think it's all for you. Like, everything is just
submission is just basically willing to compromise for the better of the relationship.
Able to follow a man's leadership. Like, you know what I mean?
Compromising?
Yes.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Welcome back to another episode of Daily Wrap Up Crew. No Booker, but I go by the name of Eli. As always, we got Ace with us.
Yes, indeed. You know I'm valid when it comes to bars. I got another one like Khaled, you heard?
Okay. Last but not least, we got Jew.
What it do? It's your boy Jew. Diddy dropped that album, so I'm on that love, peace, and happiness. Period. All 2023, Keem about that sassiness. You know what I'm saying?
He's about that sassiness. Anyway, we got some special guests in the building. Ladies, let them know where they can follow you at.
Hi, guys. It's your girl, Anna Sufire. Flyers join on the app. You can follow me on Instagram at Akiana Edwards Original.
Which camera?
I'm
Ashani. You can follow my nail page at Butterfly Nails and my personal A.SHAUNAAA.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm Muffy. That's it.
No Instagram, no business, no.
I'm not really
no
into social
fans,
media like
no
that.
Like,
no, okay. I'd rather meet people like this and do business like
this. I respect it. Like, I'm kind of the same way. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Listen, man, before we get into these topics, make sure you hit that like button, subscribe if you have not already subscribed.
Hold
on. Get the. I ain't got the merch on, but.
What you got on there, sir?
Listen,
what's that,
I
bro?
I didn't notice the shirt.
Wow.
Free Tory, man. That's all I'm
saying. Oh, he got it tatted too. Y'all don't even know that. So you know it's real.
Listen, man, join the membership, man. Helps us out a lot. We got a lot of exclusive perks over there, a lot of exclusive interviews. Y'all get the episodes early. It's a lot of perks over there. Make sure y'all join that. Join the Patreon as well. Mm-hmm. We need all the support. Listen to the podcast audio because they've been going crazy. Advertisers been going crazy about the audio numbers. We need the audio numbers up. So, every Tuesday mornings, we drop the podcast audio. Make sure y'all listen to that as well.
Mm-hmm.
This first topic I want to get into, right, is what ethnic group of men do you think receives the most slander and hate when it comes to the dating scene?
I think it's two.
It's two?
Two?
Yeah, black men and, let's say, Chinese and Asian.
Okay, explain that one, Mark.
I would say Chinese and Asian because, like, a lot of people think Chinese and Asian people have small penises.
That's the first thing.
So it's like, So it's like, I don't even
think so. So would you try to say that it's not true?
How would you know if you've never been with one?
I mean, that's what you're saying?
Do we know what every Asian person penis look like? That's a stereotype.
No. So you'll see, some girls see an Asian person and be like, oh, no, I don't want him because.
Would that deter you from, like, would you date an Asian man?
Of course.
Okay.
Yes,
okay.
I What I think they're pretty cool.
What job?
Swaggy.
When I dated an Asian guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So any I guess ethnic. It really wouldn't matter to me.
Guess yeah. I ain't deterring nobody.
So what about you? You ain't answer that.
I'm not gonna hold you. I love like black men. Mm-hmm. I like black people, period. But we could be cool, like for sure. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I haven't been in a situation where an Asian guy just like made me want to really. Yeah.
Got you.
Okay. So would you date outside your race?
I want to say no as of right now. Okay. I mean, if I come across a situation that like it feels right and it makes me want to, then of course I'm not going to fight myself on it.
But, right.
God tell you what. Haven't.
Yeah, we're not really approached like that though from all different races.
Yeah. Black men date every race.
We would, but it's not, we haven't been approached. Like, that's how I feel.
Mm-hmm. No, when it comes to dating outside, black women love to approach other ethnic non-black men. Like, they go up to them, shoot they shot.
That's
like,
our confidence.
They do?
Yeah, black women love shoot they shot at non-black men. Like, it's just black men, they don't feel like we worthy enough for them to shoot they shot. Like, you know what I mean?
You feel like,
whoa.
Yeah, that's a fact.
I feel like,
wow.
Okay, well, let's not talk about all black women because I don't feel like that's true.
Yeah, we're going to talk about the ones that's here. I feel
like we're going to talk about people like their personality. So if you're that type of person where you would do that to one ethnicity, I feel like you would do that to all of them because that's just who you are as a person. But if you're a shy person like me, I don't see myself doing that to a black man or a white man or an Asian man or any other type of man.
I don't think black women necessarily think like, they can't go up to black men. I think it's more like if you go up to a black man, like, you don't want them to be like,
you thirsty.
Like, what? Like, why are you? Yeah. Girl, I don't want you pride. A lot of black men have a lot of pride.
Have y'all ever attempted that? Because I don't know where y'all get this information
from. I feel like
where y'all get this
information. I'm not gonna lie. Like, I have.
You've tried
to attempt, like, hey, like, come over. And like, he just was like,
really? You sure he was
like, very standoffish. And it's like, what you doing?
Maybe he wasn't into women.
Or the way you. No, he was doing that.
I'm pretty sure he was into women.
How you know that?
Because you found that.
Okay, I feel like. Because to answer your question with, do we try that? I feel like I do that non-verbally. Like, I could look at you and that would be me shooting my shot. And you know. No, seriously.
I'm not going to cap. I haven't shot in my shot before. Yeah.
What women think is shooting their shot?
Maybe. Matter of fact, I'm lying. I Salsa Con Fuego is in the Bronx. Mm. I went there to go meet up with another female. And as I was there, I seen a guy that was like really like staring me down, like looking at me as if he was like interested. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you know what? I have a little thing. Like,
he was black?
Yes, he was. Okay. And I was like, you want to be my boyfriend for tonight? And he said yes. Like, you know, we in the club.
That's how you shoot your shot.
I do stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So if you consider that shooting your shot, then okay. I would do something like that. I see that you're looking at me. I'm looking at you. Mind you, I'm not really into men like that. But I would still give it a try.
That might be the reason why you're comfortable with doing it, though.
Yeah.
Exactly. But if I... Remember, when you see somebody, the first thing is off of appearance. So you see me, I see you. I don't really know your personality. You don't know mine.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm liking what I see, you liking what you see. Okay. If I feel like sometimes, I've heard before I'm not approachable. I don't look approachable all the time. I give aggression sometimes. Okay, so I'll make that first step. And then that night kind of went cool. Did we continue to speak? Of course not.
Maybe it's the age group. Like,
yeah, you ever see that meme? There's a meme, right? And it's black women. It's a group of black women on top and a group of black women on the bottom. And the meme says, when black women see black men and all of them is frowning and they have that resting, quote unquote, resting bitch face. And then the top says, when they see white men and they all smiling and looking friendly and approachable. You know, I think that's how, I'm not saying we're all black women, but I think that's how some black men even view black women to a certain extent. They feel like they come off unapproachable. They just look like they don't want to be approached, so we just respectfully be like, you good. You know what I mean? But if it was a non-black person, now your vibe is a little bit different. Like, you know what I mean? Now you're much more friendlier. Like, you know?
I think it comes with trauma, too, maybe.
Probably.
Like, you so used to, like, messed up black people, and when you see a white person, it's like, okay, well, I can vibe with you. Hey.
And what you heard, that stereotype.
I've never, like, talked to a white person before, so let's see. But black men's like, I messed with you before. I don't know.
Sometimes, too, like, I...
to add on to what you're saying, like, with the trauma, sometimes, too, like, because I have this conversation with my brother, it could just be out of, like, fear. And, like, sometimes, like, with your experiences in life with, like, Black men, like, as a Black woman, like, you encounter certain situations where, like, you don't feel safe. And it's happened to me, like, personally, and not, like, in a romantic way, and some in a romantic way. So it's just, like, maybe to, like, fight off that, you kind of, like, put that front up. But, and maybe that's why you won't do it with, like, another ethnicity, because you haven't experienced it from them.
Yeah.
But for, like, me personally, like, if I'm in a room with, you know, Caucasian men or whatever, I may not look so mean, but also, like, I mean, I don't feel like I look mean regardless, but I feel like it's also, like, a tone of, like, okay, like, what's going on? Because being around, like, Black men, you, that's regular. Like, I have brothers, uncles, my dad, da da da. So it's pretty much, like, by default. So whenever I am around, like, a different ethnicity of men, it's like, okay, like, are we doing business? Like, you get what I'm saying? And then I kind of alter to that. Like, am I corporate Kiana? Or, you get what I'm saying? So I feel like that would be where the shift comes from for me, as far as, like, body language and just, like, how I show up.
That's disappointing, though, to hear, like, our woman feel more comfortable being in a the same place, feel more comfortable being around a different group of men rather than a Black man.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand how that could be our truth. When, like, I believe, I don't know the exact percentage, but I do believe that they have more trafficking going on in there, or, you know,
not for sure.
Like, stuff like that. Like, you are more likely to be in danger around them than us.
Mm-hmm. But see, how many videos have you seen where, like, it's literally Black men saying to Black girls, like, oh, F you, because they don't want to stop and give them their number or say hi, or beating them down, or, like, domestic, like, mm-hmm. violent cases. You get mm-hmm. what I'm saying? That don't be from, like,
so what
a
about,
girl getting beat up from a white man.
Right.
It normally be a bigger Black guy or the guy on the block that's always being hella aggressive or some crazy stalking.
That's not only with Black men. I think other race people be...
It's men, period.
No,
I feel
like more so, like, to Black
that's because they control the media, though. Like, so they gonna show what they want to show, which is us being negative and them being positive.
Well,
so.
On your personal experience, would you say when a man approaches you, is it more or less in your personal lives? Mm-hmm. Has it been more aggressive, or has it been more just, you know, trying to get to know you, and that was it? Like,
he's trying to get to know me. I feel like it starts off like that, but it's also, like, a fear of, what if I don't get to know you? I don't know how you're going to react. It's not even just more so, like, the intentions, because that don't even matter. It's just about my intentions and how you're going to react to me revealing those. Like, if I don't, I'm okay. Like, I'm good.
I think
how
it's many the way girls you say
lie about
you
talk saying,
about your you talk about hypothetical. In your personal experience of men that came up to you in your past, have they been aggressive, or have they been just casual trying to get to know you?
Some. I have had some aggressive, like, experiences.
That's valid.
Yeah.
What
think
about
I've
you?
Ever had
a... Mine isn't aggressive. It's more so they want to get to know me. And then from getting to know me, it's the controlling part. Mm. And men as a whole group, don't matter what race, it's how they fantasize about you, how they want to have you, what they want to do to you, how they want to have you, what they want you doing for, you know, whether it's trophy, what you look like. I don't know. It's that's how it feels to me.
You can find that in a woman too.
Yeah.
I
date both.
Yeah, I'm saying, but I've seen AGs be very aggressive. Ain't that? That's why that's a part of their name.
Statistically, domestic violence happens more at a higher percentage in same sex relationships. Like, but we don't talk about that as a side. We rather put the blame. Oh, men are the ones that's being demonstrative and abusive and killing us every 5 seconds, which is incorrect. You know, I know people like to run with that narrative, but that information is incorrect. But again, like they said, if you look up the numbers, it happens this at a higher rate in same-sex relationships, but we don't tend to talk about it.
Only because, let's say, like me, for instance, that they both sexes with a female, unfortunately, we should walk away, but you feel like it's another female. We could square up. I can't beat no guy.
Sure, y'all be feeling like that with men.
So that's where that comes from. Honestly, it's more so of, you did something that's upsetting me. I'm reacting like this. They were like, you know, things happen. And it's like, yeah, you don't have so much to fear for. But from a guy who could start tearing up my house, start being the aggression that start making everybody in the house feel a certain type of way. I'm talking about from my personal experiences.
is crazy to me. I've never gotten that from a female where they make the whole entire house for my kids, for my family members. Anybody that's within the household feel like, oh no, we don't know what's about to happen next, you know, or how far this can go, or could take my whole life from me. You know what I'm saying? Mm. All off of his ego. Is that overall, like you said, same sex? You feeling like, nah, I could defend myself. I don't have to be scared. Like, you put your hands on me, we could fight. Mm. Yeah, can't
sure. Nine squirrel, times out of ten, and I hate. I'm
it's
not just
bad speaking. On both sides.
A lot of women initiate the physical.
Because the emotion is way more emotions.
Yes,
like,
that's why. Yeah.
But what I want to also
stop
say,
justifying
like,
that shit.
Yeah. I said it's bad. It's bad either way. And but it, when you're reacting,
it's a good percentage of men that walk away after getting tested. You get what I'm saying? And I don't think, I believe so. We look at the percentage of women that's getting abused, but I would want to say that every man I know ain't nobody beating a woman ass. You get, I never physically got aggressive with any woman in my life. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. To this day, I've been with my girl for a while, and she swear I mushed her one time, like, off of me from, like, trying to attack me. And she swear I beat her ass. You get what I'm saying? So
I feel like, to go back to what you were saying about how, like, it seems like women are putting the blame on the guys. I feel like what I was saying was just a response to, like, the question, which was, you know, why do we act that way? Mm. Opposed to, like, other races. And it's really just a cause and effect and mostly motivated by fear. And so even with men, like, how many times were, like, even to go back to what you were saying about how, like, sometimes, you know, guys, the intentions be to have you however they want you and mm-hmm. whatever. It's the same thing with guys. So, like, sometimes a girl wants you to be X, Y, and Z, and that's not what you're trying to be on, mm-hmm. but you do things to, like, out of fear of how her reaction may be. So you might lie, or you might leave them on mm-hmm. and live a double life, or X, Y, and Z. But at the end of the day, like, for instance, like, when you have, there's a black girl, okay, so let's say you was talking about how the girls are violent as well, too, right? So a lot of black girls, too, right? Would that make you more so?
Can we say women instead of black girls? Because white, all women are.
Okay, women. But I was going to, like, the race thing because we was talking about, like, difference or whatever. So what is the likeliness of you gravitating more towards or feeling less fearful towards, like, another ethnicity outside of, like, a black woman, like a Spanish girl or a white girl?
Well, I personally can't really answer that, but I can speak on my experiences. You know, I love black women and I only see myself with black women. But if I am being honest, you know, when I have talked to women outside of my race, just even having a conversation and at a club, the reciprocal energy is much more different, you know what I mean, compared to years of me talking, trying to have regular conversations with, you know, a black woman and either getting that, you know, that type of energy, like, yo, don't talk to me, or, you know, that resting bitch face, and just off the rip because of past traumas, or just, you know, a lot of women are just living through bad experiences through other women. So now they haven't personally experienced it, mm-hmm. but since they're on social media so much, or since other women have said it so much, now they are looking at black men a certain way. Oh, man, I'm fearful of my life now because I've heard other women have these horror stories. So now I view black men a certain way. So that automatically rubs off onto most black men that you meet, you know, whether their intentions are good or bad. So, you know, what I can say is for sure the energy from non-black women has been much more of a positive experience. You know what I mean? I haven't got in a bad experience with that, like, but I can speak on my experiences with black women. It's a lot of experiences where I'm like, damn, that, it wasn't even that serious. You get what I'm saying? I'm just saying, hey, how you doing? You look beautiful. And I just got hit with a whole bunch of, yo, fuck out of my face. Da, 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 like, you know what I mean? And stuff like that can be traumatizing to other black men because this is what we have to deal with on a regular basis. And then, you know, when they do decide to step outside their race, not trying to justify, but, you know, just like you had your experiences, it's how women have their experiences. Men also have their experiences. So that's
right.
What I was
and
saying.
So ultimately it boils down to the energies that make you feel safer or make you feel less, like, toxic. You get what I'm saying? Because it's not like a gender thing, it's just about a person thing too. Because even if you have two guy friends, you get what I'm saying, and one of them is usually more aggressive and usually more X, Y, and Z, and the other one isn't, when you don't feel like that's what the type of energy you want to be around. You're going to gravitate towards the other one. So it's not really that's a race though. Thing. It's mostly, I feel like it's the same thing. Because either if it's like a man against women or women, not against, but like seeking
you,
a man.
Nah, you're talking about two friends that you know and you hang with all the time versus you judging a group of people based on your few experiences though. Well, like your question, if I did have bad experiences, like I grew up in the community dating black women, just because I had bad experiences with them don't mean that I'm gonna expect a bad experience with the next black woman that I'm with. You know what I'm saying? You gotta give everybody that grace and to come in and make their own mistakes rather than prejudging them.
I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I don't wanna cut you off, but I have this saying, not every experience is worth experiencing.
I don't believe in that. Every experience is either a blessing or a lesson.
Every experience is worth experiencing.
A blessing or a lesson. You learn something from it. Or it was either a good experience or you learn something from it.
Some people get caught in those experiences, though, where they don't come from out of it. And it's like God is sending you a sign like, yeah, this person was only meant for you to. You was feeling lonely at the moment. Mm. I'm going to send you this person to get you up and out the house. To go, you know, have some fun. And that's all that they were supposed to be.
That wasn't God. That could have been the devil. What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, well, you know what?
She making it sound like it's the devil. Yeah,
You wasn't like, supposed to continue on talking to that person. You continue on talking to them. That's that every experience isn't worth experiencing.
No, that's
because you could have.
I'm going to keep coming back to you until you learn. Like, all right. You're not going to walk away? All right, I'm going to keep...
Yeah, you're going to learn
it. I'm going to keep coming back to walk away.
Yeah.
Yo, you want to be hard-headed?
I don't know.
You believe everything happened for a reason?
I don't want to keep going through the same thing over and over again. And once I could go through something one time, that second time, that third, I don't want it to be a third.
So you're just going
to... So you learn.
It's not... Yes, you're learning, but not every... You don't have to put yourself in every... situation to go through something because it can be horrible. You can get a horrible outcome to something that changes you for life that you can't come back from. That's what I mean when I say not every experience is worth experiencing because if you can, that's like having faith in somebody and you having hope within somebody, but they don't have that hope within themselves. You gotta let something just go through it and then just let it be. Just that.
Are you prejudging them before you even know that? Because it sounds like you're not even...
I think I'm too free-spirited. I'm at a point right now where it's like I don't have that time no more.
For what?
All of those chances that I hear you say to give someone...
That's you growing.
I grew from it, but it also changed me. It also changed me from that free, nice, high-spirited person that I keep hearing that I have a lot of aggression. It's only a wall up. I'm tired of going through certain things. I don't want to go through anymore. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, so, I'm listening to you.
But imagine if everybody had that mindset you had. Then nobody would fuck with nobody.
No, like,
you would cut off a whole group of people because you had negative experiences. So imagine if everybody else had that same mindset. Then we'd just be not talking to nobody at
How
this
many
point.
Negative experiences do you really want to have? Before you learn from them.
Nobody wants them. Nobody wants part of
But you can't base your negative... experiences on a group of people.
You got to base it on
the type of people.
And I'm speaking on this because it's really difficult for me dating guys.
But what you got to understand is
I'm very. Am I open? I'm open to it.
It's in your mind.
Come on, sister.
Like you may think like, I'm aggressive in it, but I don't see like you aggressive every
day.
You don't
think
you
that, but I'm talking about the guys that I'm dating. You just told me one, and it gives. And I'm being told by him, like, you're aggressive, you're this, you're that. I'm super open.
I think that's just him. You just felt like you could not be. So this is
if
ego.
Enough, if enough people are just, saying it, then maybe you should look in the mirror and be like, you know what?
She's not giving you the same person that she's giving them, though.
Exactly.
So you can't
it's
say
even
that.
It's softer, though.
That's what you think.
That's what you think.
It's another topic that we're going to get to. So we can be able to tell.
Everybody telling you you're aggressive. But
when you have boundaries as a black woman, like you said, other, like, you know, races, ethnicities, they're going to, when you meet somebody, you're not fully yourself. When you like that person, you want to be for that person. You do. That first thing that you do, that you are, is submissive. I like you. What do you like? I want to do what you like. Well, I know that's how I am. What do you like? I want to do what you like. I want to do what pleases you, etc. And when they can't full-blown control everything entirely, that's where I get, super aggressive.
I'm confused.
It's time for me to go.
I'm confused. You like to do what they like, but...
Yes, I do. So, I mean, like, if I like someone, then yes.
If you like doing what they like, and they like controlling you, then you don't like what they like.
Okay, not entirely. Not everything that they like. What do you like to go out and do?
No, but see, that's
what do you like to do?
This is a problem with women, assuming that we're going to read between your lines. If you telling a man you like whatever he likes and that's his nature.
No, communication. I ask you. I didn't say automatically, I'm going to like what you like. Also, I'm asking you, what do you like?
Also,
I
see a problem.
What do you want? What are you looking for?
You picking the same type of people. That's it.
You think so?
Yeah. I was just about to say, through the experiences, you should probably just try to, like...
Maybe you attract a certain type of man, and that man is...
It sound controlling. Like,
or he is bringing out that aggressive side of you because of how he is. Like, you know what I mean? So, you know, I think... I'm not here to say what you are, what you ain't. Like, you know what I mean?
I'm here to speak, and I want to hear what you guys have to say.
Like, I just think that, you know, if you have heard it enough, just for anybody, if anybody has heard something enough, then I think you should reevaluate yourself and see what am I... Maybe there's something triggering you about the said individual that is making you aggressive. You don't even realize it. Because a lot of people be like, yo, I don't realize... Like, I'm not aggressive, and then they be super aggressive. Like, you know
what
I'm saying?
That's your personality.
And Eli takes accountability now, but before we used to say to him, like, yo, you...
He takes accountability now.
He does. He does say, yo, my tone could have been fucked up.
Then there'd be situations I didn't even say that.
Okay, look, but before it was worse. You get what I'm saying? You get what I'm saying? So, like,
slow. That's fair. So, if enough people say, then it's like, you know what, maybe I do need to work on X, Y, and Z.
And I would say he did.
I'm open to that. I'm okay with that.
But what I'm saying is, you
feel aggression?
Huh?
Do you feel it's a different. From me right
you're not talking to us.
We ain't come trying to holler at you. Yeah. So like, we're not getting what you would give somebody.
Yeah, this
but you me. can't base it on race. Like, it's the type of people that you're attracting. So maybe you gotta go for a different type of people. Like,
so do you think you are what you attract?
I was just about to ask. So do you feel like what you attract?
I think if I'm attracting,
I think the energy that you put out is what you get back.
Yeah, I can be. Okay, I can be to a certain extent. I know what I want. And I know my flaws as well.
And any woman that be claiming they're aggressive, they be like, oh, I need a man to control me. That's aggression. You know what I mean? So
I need somebody who can handle me. Like, how many times y'all heard that on the show? Like, you know what I'm saying?
I want a teammate. I want communication. I want to know exactly how you're feeling at all times. And I want you to know exactly how I'm feeling at all times. And I feel like with that right there, we'll be perfectly fine. Like,
you can't express that if they asking you about yourself and you say, I like doing what you like doing. That's, you get what I'm saying? You got to be able to communicate better than that.
I think that's submission.
I like what you like.
No, it's not me going to do exactly what it is that you want to do. It's me wanting to know, what you want.
No, I hear
submissiveness.
You.
Like, is that not what it's called exactly? It's not doing what somebody wants you to do. It's
I think submissive is like, you just submissive. Like, everything is just... for that person. Like, it's no, I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do that. No.
I think it's not necessary.
No?
That's not what submission is.
I think it's all for you. Like, everything is just...
Submission is just basically willing to compromise for the better of the relationship.
Able to follow a man's leadership. Like, you know what I mean?
Compromising?
Yes.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, coming from a guy. How we take submissive and how they take submissive.
What woman think is submission?
And
what
submission actually is.
Everything is for you. That's what it means to me. Submission.
Compromise.
I'm being submissive to you and we got to compromise?
But it's low-key the same thing because you're saying that it's like getting on knees and saying everything's for you because it's like saying forget what you may want. But in the same sense, it's like you want what they want. Which ties back to what she
exactly. What is submissive from a guy? What is that definition to you guys? Like, how does that
submission? Exactly what I said. Being able to compromise with your partner.
Compromising, because if you want me to be, and I'll be like, nah, I don't want to do that.
Let's hear what he says.
That's not compromising.
That's the opposite of compromising.
Meaning like compromising. I'm changing what I'm thinking.
Compromising is listening to what I'm saying, taking into account,
and finding the middle
Finding the middle ground, basically. Yeah. That's
coming
compromising.
Understanding, an agreement.
Meeting in the middle. That's compromising.
Exactly.
I don't know. I got to look up what's
submissive. Yeah, you might have to look that up.
And you?
I think somebody who's cooperative, I know, I think, like, throughout the years, I think people have tried to interchange it because women don't. they hate that word submissive. So men are just like, you know what? How about cooperative? And women are like,
I don't like that word either.
They don't like it, but it sounds a little bit better. But so they're like, all right, like, you know what I mean?
I like cooperative. I don't feel like women hate the word submissive.
They do.
They do.
They absolutely
y'all hate 100%. The word submissive?
Yeah, you could clearly tell.
Well, obviously, I hate it now that I know what the real definition of it is.
I'm just saying in general, like women.
I want your definition too when he's done.
I mean, he said, I mean, they both.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So basically, somebody who's willing to follow my lead because, you know, if I am going to be that man for this relationship and his family and his marriage, mm-hmm. I would expect you to support my lead. Not saying that I don't mind you questioning some things or having some questions about or things, but know that I have our best interests. You know
said
what I mean?
Someone that wants to follow your lead.
Dating as well.
I ain't saying, yo, you got
to
fuck.
Marriage and a relationship.
If you want me to follow your lead, it's like,
oh.
My lead as far as our family and the direction
forget
of our
everything
family.
I'm thinking. I'm just, I'm going to follow
your lead. Y'all thinking lead like, yo, fuck this bitch right now. Like, no, I'm not saying all of that.
Go clean the bathroom. It's not like that, right?
No. He's saying as a tribe, if he's like the leader, the tribe is the family, you, your kids, whoever else, and, you know, like, leading and allow him to do that. But also, like, there's some women who die for that, like, who really want that, and then there's some women who just like, they don't know how to, like, let go of taking charge because that's something that they experience. Like
survival skills, that's where that come from. Honestly, like, surviving without a partner or without a man in your life or etc.
You're gonna continue to be by yourself if you don't know how to submit to your man.
But then they also gotta, because sometimes you probably be done, let somebody lead and they led you into a ditch and you just like, I'm not
that's
doing
true.
That again.
So, yeah, you can't think that
but
way
that's why you're not supposed to submit off the bat. Like, you gotta make sure you vet this person and you know what I mean?
Feel like that's where the guys have the tough time with, because at first off the bat you want to lead and she's like, all right, well, I need, you get what I'm saying? Like,
so
it's
let's say this, because women always like to speak in these like extreme scenarios. I know.
And he still didn't answer either.
I
would just say really quickly, men submit to their woman's as well in a relationship. We compromise. Listen, there's a quote, happy wife, happy life. You don't think that's any...
Some men, that is.
Get everything y'all fucking want sometimes.
No,
in a maybe y'all never had a good man.
We talking about healthy relationships.
Yeah,
healthy men, and
I hate the fact that women try to ignore that there's good men out there. Like, y'all never experienced a good man. Y'all never fucked up on a good man.
Through your age group, your timing. That's a lot.
What
experience?
You said one.
Two good men.
You had one more opportunity than another woman. Because it's more women out here, right? And it's harder for black women to get married.
But if you had a good man, why are you single?
Yeah, if you have a good man, you shouldn't worry about the second man
third why you need two, like, three good men in your life? Like, if you got that good man, why are you single?
Potential to be, because everybody is growing. Okay. Everybody wants to happy wife, happy life.
Happy house, happy spouse.
You
know what I mean? Happy house, happy spouse.
I don't want no happy wife, happy life.
Probably. Drop your age.
I want a happy spouse, happy house. We both got to be happy.
Exactly. In order for things to continue on going. Exactly. It's not dependent on just one female to be. Even though that female have to cook, have to clean, have to take care of the kids.
Y'all keep making this shit up. Men do that too.
It matters.
I cook, I clean, I do all that shit. I watch my kids, I read books, I do all that shit.
It sounds like you submissive to your wife, my boy.
Everything is different. There is households where the guy do that, and there is.
And I'm still paying for everything. So you don't say she. Oh, she. That's because she making her money. She making money, but she ain't paying for the shit. So I just got to add that in there for somebody else right in the
So what I was going to say is, like I said, women speak in these extremes that they never even experienced, but they like speaking it. So let's say a guy, because you do know men have bad experiences with women as well, right?
Of course.
So let's say a guy is doing everything for a woman. He's being chivalrous. He's doing X, Y, and Z. He's taking care of everything, right, for a woman, and she does him wrong. Now, is he valid to go out into the world and be like, damn, you know what? I got done, because women love to get done by wrong by one man and now judge all men. Is it okay for that one man to get done wrong by that woman and be like, you know what? Now I'm not going to be a gentleman. I'm not going to be supportive. I'm not going to be a leader because the last woman, she took advantage of that. Is that acceptable?
Personally, me, Anna Sufaya, I don't agree with that from any side. Right. I don't like when women do that to men, and I don't like when men do that to women. Okay.
I don't think women do that shit over one experience. Right. I think it's like multiple, like it happens
all the time.
Okay, like, men get multiple bad experiences as well.
Yeah, so if you, you know
what I'm saying? Yeah, as a whole, that just needs to be. Time
we gotta find like, a way where black women and black men could come back together, because I'm hating the fact that it's always like,
team A, team B.
We can't, when I people have a mindset that. Like, yo, I I'm don't want to even deal with those experiences anymore because you're I had bad to experiences.
Three females, and you right literally now.
Said, I don't want to have to, I don't want to deal with that experience.
I don't want to have to go through multiple bad experiences, because those bad experiences do change me. It's not the fact of every, like, you know, the next guy that I meet or the next guy that I meet, I'm going to be the same exact way. I'm coming. They call that gullible. They call that naive. When you constantly keep meeting a different guy and you're going into it with the best intentions of all times. Yeah, he's not going to lie to me. Yeah, he's not going to cheat. And then turns around and go, oh, you got it. I just literally heard everybody has someone nowadays, Muff. What do you mean nowadays everybody that I'm going to meet has someone already? No, not everybody has someone. There are single good people out there that's not cheating, that's not doing that, that want these type of things, that has goals of a good family, or, you know, mm-hmm. there's not a bunch of bad guys out here. That's how I feel. So mm-hmm. I'm continuing trying. Mm-hmm. I started off with dating females first. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows me as a lesbian.
You have bad experiences with females?
No. I don't really look at too much of things as a...
No? Not one?
Hold up.
All guys?
I'm not saying that the guys were bad. People are going to be people. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? Everybody is different. I don't look at it as this, all women are bad. All men are bad. Nah, I'm ready to see what each person is like individually.
What? But you just said you don't want to deal with that experience.
Because of me doing that, I have dated a lot of people. Uh-huh. And it's changing me to a certain extent where I'm saying nowadays, nah, I don't want to get extremely close to you. You know that beginning stage of, you know, you're dating, you're talking.
So your traumas have led you to, like, just not...
I have a little wall up. Yes, okay, I do. So, I have a little wall up mm-hmm. where maybe that aggression comes from. Where in the beginning, I'm like, yeah, I want to get to know you. But you're not going to push off on me of what you want of, like, oh, yeah, I want a relationship. Oh, yeah, I can see myself with you. You mm-hmm. have to be with me. Oh, you seem like a good... I get that. Oh, Muff, you're such a good girl. Could be my girlfriend. You could... What's
somebody talking to me like that? I ain't talking to them no more. The fuck? You gotta be with me. You
exactly.
need to
like exactly. Nah, so that's when I come off on some. Nah, I'm dating. Right, but, I'm gonna date multiple people until I figure out who I want. Exactly. I'm not saying I'm doing that, but that's what I get.
But you gotta see red flags, though. Because
I
say no,
I get, ooh, you aggressive. You don't listen. You don't this. Red flag. I have boundaries. Exactly. Red and flag. That's where I avoid you at.
There you go. That's so it.
Remember when you guys was like, oh, if everybody is saying you're aggressive, then it might be you? Uh-huh. No. I can tell those red flags off of those past experiences that I've had, and I'm going to avoid you. Yeah, it's not me. Yeah. It's you.
No.
Get out your way.
It still might be you, too. You get what I'm saying? Don't ignore what you... And maybe dating may not be for you right at this point. Maybe you got to do some healing. Self-reflection, some healing therapy. And then I think, you know, you can't jump in a relationship or even talk to people because your mind is not right for that mm-hmm. shit right now. So every person that you're meeting is going to be, you just coping with the time. You get what I'm saying?
New York City, baby.
But like to add on to what he's saying, sometimes the lesson isn't always about other people and their red flags. It's about getting more in tune with yourself and knowing how, you know, you can navigate through those like experiences.
I think if people learn how to vet people properly, I think we would be in much more optimal like situations as far as dating and relationships. Mm-hmm. I think because nowadays everybody got their traumas, men and women with women. Mm-hmm. So if we all come into this dating scene with this wall up, ain't nobody willing to break down none of these walls. Like, you know what I mean?
Well, men are forced to be the one that always compromise
in that aspect. But some men are just like, you know what? I don't want to deal with breaking down that wall. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
can I ask y'all something?
Ask.
You sure?
Yes.
I feel like, okay, do y'all think that the music with like the rappers, like male, we're gonna get into the females, but like the male rappers, do you think that influence like the day-to-day guys that mm-hmm. we come across 100%. And like and how they view women and what to do with
what do men what do most male rappers talk about? Outside of the violence, right? Because they do talk about the violence.
But
they
having often sex talk with about, you and not banging. Allowing you to stay the night. That's one topic that's they fair. Always keep
They
repeating.
Also talk about how they took somebody's bitch. Like, you get what I'm saying? Like, your woman that you thought was loyal, no, she's in my hotel right now getting her back blown out. They also talk about that. So that to itself is kind of traumatizing some men because we're like, damn, nobody shorty seems to be loyal nowadays, well, especially if somebody has... You know, more resources or whatever. I'm not saying all
people. People have been saying that though.
Not even that. People, especially in the music industry, seem to think that that's a huge flex. And some people, I feel like if the brother code with black men was more respectable, then we wouldn't have that issue. Not to say that I'm giving women an excuse for that because I don't
like it.
I'm not, but I'm just saying that at the end of the day, like for instance, there's guys who will go after you because they know that you have a man or because they know that that is your man. And so because they want to have their ego stroke, like I was able to take his girl or to do X, Y, and Z to her. So there's no respect like, oh, that's my man's girl. I'm not even looking at her. It's like, oh, that's my man's girl. I'm about to show him how, you get what I'm saying? X, Y, and Z.
I don't think niggas
so,
talk about their man's girl. They talk about random
people. Yeah. I'm just saying that. I'm not saying like specifically their friend's girl, but I'm just saying like period. Because in my mind, I'm thinking like your man's is any black man.
I could have sworn Dirk dropped a song like that, talking about his man's girl. I kid you not.
Dirk?
Yes, Lil Dirk definitely has.
Joke. Or they'll try to like.
I'm pretty sure he probably did.
Yes, he definitely. Has.
Sometimes they try to make it seem like black men be tripping off of, oh, like we did such and such with the same girl. But it's like if you knew that from the jump, like why you don't have that type of like. Consideration, you get what I'm saying? Meaning like, for instance, okay, if you want to get upset at him because he feels some type of way because he's dealing with a girl that you decided to have sex with after you knew he was dealing with her, and you feel like it should be, the anger should be directed towards the girl, but there's no accountability between you all, like, nigga, you knew from the jump that that's what I was doing, so like why would you even cross that line?
If he was talking to a girl and like it was his girlfriend, you saying?
Just regardless. The point is that he's tight about it, right?
Oh, he's tight about it.
He's tight about it. And you're trying to make fun of him. Like, nigga, she was an X, Y, and G. She just a whatever, whatever.
Well, first of all, I wouldn't talk to no girl that my bro has been with. Unless I got the blessing. Like, yo, you mind if I talk to Shoy, blah, blah. And he was like,
I'll just slap you.
If it's that kind of conversation, then cool. But if I knew that was something he took seriously or something, I'm not touching it at all.
But that's you personally. I'm saying there's guys out here where they need to be held accountable. But that's what I'm saying. And that's where a lot of those situations come from, too. Like, the black men not
but
holding
women,
each other
women need to hold themselves accountable, too.
No,
man. You can't be going through the team.
I'm not excusing them at all. I don't applaud that at all. But I'm just saying, like, we not going to just act like it's just a matter of women being held accountable.
Shit, they songs are replying back by saying, yeah, fuck your nigga, fuck your homeboy.
Fuck your uncle, your grandfather, your daddy.
But that's crazy. I was just trying to bring something to light because I don't feel like they, like, that perspective's like, I feel like they bypass that all the time. Like, nobody actually really sees that, okay, maybe it's not just the issue of women not being shit. Maybe, because, for instance, even if I just met you today and I know you're dealing with a man and that's the first time I'm seeing him, after that, I'm not going to be like, that's, he's done with.
Do you think it's a difference between a guy talking to, like, trying to get with his friend, somebody that his friend used to talk to, and then a girl trying to get with.
No, I'm not talking about the friend situation. I'm talking about just period. Like, it's not going to make, like, guys go based off, they make certain decisions based off how they want to stroke their ego. So me, it's like, even if I do feel like, all right, he'll go for it, that's not, like, for me personally as a girl, like, and then I know I'll be held accountable because it's like, girl, you knew, you saw me with him. You get what I'm saying? That's one thing girls do. Her.
No, she ain't.
Yes, she will.
Wait, you held me accountable for?
You
were
holding me accountable.
I think
because I saw you with him and I still tried to pursue him and I knew that that's what y'all had going on. You get what I'm saying? So it wouldn't be a matter of like,
I feel like if we wasn't friends, it's no loyalty. So you do whatever you want.
Yeah.
Like, are you like, you don't...
But would you be cool with me after that? If we just met today, I see you with a guy and
But I don't know you like that. So it's like,
But I'm saying, after that situation, you heard... Yeah, if you...
If I did know you like that,
No. As a friend?
I'm saying, okay, this is the situation. I just met you today, right? Mm-hmm. I saw you with a man. He's on your arm. Y'all kiss clear as day. I see what y'all got going on. After we leave from here, I hit him up in the DM. I see him at another club. I'm trying to go home with him. After I just seen that, we don't know each other. But then after that, you find out that that's what I was on. And I'm like, hey, like, trying to be friends with you. Like, can I come over? Can you come do my nails? Like,
I think a lot of people do that, though.
And like, it's said, okay, guys, but I don't feel like girls. Like, so you like, feel like don't we can matter. Be cool after
once
that.
Something doesn't work cool out, it's okay.
But like, that's my point. Guys will still be cool with each other. They don't hold each other accountable.
Not if they know. Not if they know.
That's what you think. Behind closed doors, I watch guys pillow talk a lot.
Niggas pillow talking to niggas in the bed?
Yes, indeed. We in New York City, baby. Yes, they is. They pillow talking all day, every day, about everything it is that they do, every female that they hold a conversation with.
I kid you not.
It goes crazy.
I don't think she do.
But I feel
you seen two niggas in the bed talking.
No, not two niggas.
You said pillow talking, bro.
I'm talking to a girl.
I'm talking to a girl.
Turning the blue face.
I'm trying to make sure.
No.
She says ATL,
no.
Baby.
To me, it's no problem. It's no. If it didn't work out with me, let it work out with anybody else who it would work out with.
Is what I'm saying.
But I'm super different from a lot of people. I'm really open. If it didn't work out with me, I don't care who it works out with next.
But in my situation, they're still working out.
That's not wanting somebody else to have happiness.
To me, it's like,
you find happiness in my home, girl, then you get hey. Yeah, y'all get married and all that. I'm at the wedding, baby. Yeah, I want to get.
You on the same page now.
Do your thing. Go be, yes. Go be happy.
Because like I said,
you see what I'm talking about? Controlling.
Oh, hell
no. It's controlling.
You like what you like.
Your happiness is happiness.
Hold on, we have a mad conversation right now.
I just want to know, how long you guys known each other?
This is my sister.
So if she dated if she got with a nigga that
we talking about relatives now.
I just met. Because I want to get because y'all going past something. I want to get Michigan.
Yeah, actual sisters.
Yeah,
yeah, blood sisters.
Oh. No. Yeah, blood
so
sisters.
I don't want to get misconstrued. So y'all known each other y'all whole life. What I'm saying is, so if the other person dated somebody that somebody else dated. It wouldn't be right to you.
If she dated your middle
but
school
she just made it
boyfriend,
seem like she didn't care.
It is a okay. My
okay,
middle school right. boyfriend.
Okay, all right, that's
I'm good. Fucking 39.
Her, your sister.
It's a okay. I kid you. It's a okay.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
If it wasn't nothing 30, serious, nah.
No, serious.
I don't give a damn.
To me, that's loyalty. That's my
whether
sister. Now I gotta
serious.
Be loyal to you.
Like, I kid you not. I don't give a damn whether it was serious.
You just said that's your sister.
That's my sister. Middle school. I'm 31.
No, you say
fuck
middle
it.
School. You
let's,
dated
let's
him.
Let's even go further.
You dated him from middle school till you got 25.
College, yeah.
I'm sorry. My cool. mindset is always for happiness and communication and whatever works for you. Once I ain't gonna lie. Once I spin off, I'm spun off. Don't nothing bother me. I'm sorry. You could almost call me emotionless. I don't care.
Red flag.
If you guys are happy, you're happy.
I'm not doubling that.
That's like my sister getting, like you just said, my sister getting with somebody I was with in middle school or whatever.
No. I said somebody you was in a long-term relationship with and then y'all broke up.
A long-term relationship with and then we broke up?
Yeah.
It's a little weird because maybe that whole time that I was fucking with that person, you was looking at them. You get what I'm saying? But also, that's like me trying to hold on to somebody, and then you two have the real connection. Tell me that's not even weirder, though.
Yeah.
You two have the real connection. Like it's not working out with me and you. Other races will do that with no problem.
Shit, so
we'll
with future,
do that
so,
with no problem.
So future,
it took y'all 5 years. It took y'all 5 years to realize that it wasn't working out for you and him. But now magically it's gonna work out.
I just got out of a 5-year relationship. Uh-huh. I'm not gonna lie.
Right. So let's say you got out of that and then 5 years later.
Hold on.
Then 5 years later, your sister like, yo, Me and so and so hit it off. Is it cool if I talk to him? You cool with that,
buddy? Yo, pal, I done already
it's 5 years.
The block
it's been 5 years
on everybody else.
Like,
I kid you
she
not.
Probably got a whole
I don't
new boyfriend.
Care.
Like, you know what I mean?
I don't
like,
know if he replaced you with a female. I ain't even gonna lie. My first thing is replace somebody with a female.
Don't let them be. Listen,
the easiest thing. I don't think it doesn't bother me.
We gotta move on to the next
different.
Topic because we've been on this
she different.
Like,
yeah.
Saying,
I'm, like, I'm literally. That shit ain't healthy.
No,
no, that's cool. That's cool for you.
Speaking, it wouldn't bother me that I agree with you.
See,
but
my sister, like, nah.
Yeah, red flag too.
My sister already gonna be on some, I'm dubbing you. But on me on the other end, you ain't gonna get no problem out of me. Let's see if you can really get my sister. That's the real thing.
He
that's
got
the
him.
Next
he
toxic,
walked up
the
in the crib
next...
with her like, hello. What are you talking about?
No, he didn't. Because I'm
no, no, I'm saying hypothetically.
Exactly.
The story hypothetically.
But I'm saying if he did, you have no problem with that.
I kid you not, I would not have no problem. Right, if they're cool. Genuinely with happy, stipulations, you see my sister happy, and y'all life going real nice, not you about to violate my sister, I think the fuck not. Absolutely not.
Hold up now, but absolutely. But you stop it. You stop in the connection. Maybe
exactly.
It ain't work out with you. He violated you, but he gonna treat her the best ever. You don't know that.
Am I supposed to be? That's where jealousy comes in. That would be my fucking problem. That's me looking at it. Oh,
yo,
you
listen.
Treated her right, but couldn't treat me right. That goes
entirely
crazy.
I totally agree with you. Let me get to this next. I agree with you, by the way.
Yeah.
Let me get to this next topic because this kind of correlates to each other.
Reflex.
Have y'all ever spun a block on somebody that y'all denied at first?
Yes.
You did? I actually expect that answer.
Sex means everything to me. I'm sorry.
What?
So what made you deny him in the first place?
I'm sorry.
Oh, what made you deny them in the first place? Because, you know, you are bisexual.
Like I just said, sex means everything to me. So I'm sorry.
So the sex...
If we got there and the sex was fire, then okay. But other than that...
So, no, what I'm saying is... There was somebody you was talking to. You mm-hmm. you curved them at first, but then you spun a. Did you ever spend a block on them again? Like, damn, I know I curved you in the past, but you know we here. Like,
if we was intimate in the beginning and it was fire.
No.
Or it wasn't.
There was no intimacy.
Yeah,
nothing. You
curved
them.
And then I spun the block and I come back around and the intimacy was fire.
Yeah.
Then okay, yes, I'm spinning the block.
So you done that before?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
Yes, I have. That's why I said yes. That was my first thing.
That shit back. All right, what about you? So
nah.
Once you curve somebody, then that's it. Like, there's no spinning the block on it.
Yeah, because this is the reason why I curved you.
So what about a DM? Maybe a guy DM'd you, like, three years ago. Have you ever responded back to an old DM and was like, you know, hey, what's up?
From 3 years ago?
I don't know. Like, maybe hit you up again.
Maybe hit you up again. And you're like, oh, shit. No, I mean, this dude hit me up.
You
got to
be ready for a bag.
You say what?
Yeah.
You got to be ready for a bad response. You spin on somebody and then 3 years, a DM? A guy been DM you all this time and you don't respond to him and then you...
Right, depending on the DM. If you've
been
DMing
me... Be ready for a negative response.
Every day, every for 30 days straight, nah, I'm blocking. Because what you still here for? What you still here for?
What about you? You ever spun a block on somebody that you curved?
I have not. Okay. To the DM thing... I feel like there's been a situation where somebody DM'd me in the past and I never met them in person. Mm. And then I met them in person and it's like, okay. But even then, we didn't talk. It was just like, all right, I ignored you straight out before. At least now I'm just like curving you verbally.
Oh, now you curved him digitally and now you're curving him in real life.
Yeah.
Real life.
Yeah. And you liked him in real life or no, you didn't like
no,
him?
No, I mean, it was like,
cause curved twice.
To me, like, a page is like, not necessarily, a page is like, a stranger, I don't know, like, I don't know. It's a lot of situations where I wouldn't open DMs or whatever, especially depending on what the message is. Mm-hmm. But then I've been in a room with you and it's like, okay, you're a person. You don't seem weird. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying? Maybe mm-hmm. I just
you're
thought you was weirdo because
right,
of the,
right.
the message. But it's like, oh, okay, like, we could be cool. You could be around me. I wouldn't say that I would talk to him after that, but yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, fella. Mm-hmm. Hey, Houston, man, what about you? Ever spun a block on somebody that you curved before?
Yeah, probably like, cause you know, like back in school days before like women like develop or whatever. Mm-hmm. Nah,
I'm up. So switching up on you.
It was a couple women back in school. You make fun of whatever. Then they grow up. You're like, oh, goddamn.
I'm not gonna lie, that happened to me.
Oh, now that happened.
That happened to me. Like,
sometimes you gotta spin the block on them and shit. And that's happened to me before. Like a girl curved me online, and then I see them in person. I'm like, oh, you actually cute in person. Like, you know,
yeah.
So.
Because some guys be bad at taking pictures.
Yeah,
and then you
I
see
am.
Them in person, it's like, oh, you got a little height. You got a little... Okay, hold on. Well, she did the form, though.
Yo, Jew, man, what about you?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Niggas all your dad. Yeah.
Yeah. I give everybody a chance, you know what I'm saying, to redeem themselves. You know what I'm saying?
So, not a chance.
You know what I'm
I'm on
my Muffy shit. If the sex good, I'm the A-night. You know what I'm talking about? Pass that pussy to the left.
Nah, I think for me, I'm going to have to agree with Ace, man. It's been dead. Them women from, like, high school that wasn't it, you know what I mean? Then they just, that glow up, you know what I mean? That grown woman body, they kick in, like, you know what I mean? And I'm like, damn, that was you? Like, you know, I haven't looked at the pictures before and after, like, what the fuck? Like, but some of them do be getting that BBL. I ain't gonna hold you. So, like, they do be cheating nowadays. Nah, but
I be telling my little brother, yo, them slim girls in school right now, watch out for them. When they grow up, you're gonna be looking at them like,
yeah. No, for real, though. That's us, right? Hey.
What you mean?
Like, I ain't say all of them. I think that's probably been the only time I ever probably curved a woman and didn't spun the block on her. Like, I've probably seen her, met her in person or met her on social media. Not even met her, but seen her on social media. But I had social media. Like, you know what I mean?
Shit, they spun her around to eat her ass.
Nah, I don't do that. I don't do that. Don't listen to this guy. But, yeah, so that's the best.
Instead of spin the bottle, space, spin the booty.
Yo.
Nah, that definitely
happened to me,
though.
Not
too much.
Your veneers don't fall out.
Not too much.
Your dentures about to fall right in that cup. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, listen, what are some signs that your partner is getting complacent?
Getting what?
Complacent.
Define complacent.
Stagnant. Not doing anything.
Comfortable?
Yeah, comfortable.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not doing anything in a relationship or in their life.
Shit.
Both affects your relationship. Like,
yeah, you're not buying any more flowers. We not going on dates no more. You feel like chilling in the house is like it. Like, that's all you got to do.
I mean, outside to be expensive. I ain't going to hold you. Like,
no, we don't. Like, we could go on a picnic. We could go to Dollar Tree, get some turkey and cheese sandwich.
Look how he sucked
his teeth. Okay. Okay. No.
First of all, I'm going to be honest.
Wait, let her talk. Uh-huh.
And go on a picnic, sipping paints. You could do that in the house. You could do that outside.
Hello.
Just you could go on the bridge.
No, if we in the house and we just sitting there and you playing a game and it's like,
oh, yeah, I'm not gonna lie.
If we doing activities, like we sipping and painting, we, you know, cooking together.
Role playing.
Mm-hmm.
Look,
but
sex.
No, I'm not gonna lie. Like,
oh, we not gonna do nothing. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Some girls really do just like the thrill of an adventure. So it don't necessarily have to be like dinner or we go fly somewhere. It can be like something crazy, like take me on a little rock.
Fuck boys too, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, y'all like that adventure. Like,
I don't like how you just say y'all.
I don't like that.
I'm just saying, she said it. I'm just, you know what I mean?
No, like, I don't like how you say y'all. Cause
you don't like fuck boys?
No.
What's a fuck boy?
Not never.
No,
a fuck boy is literally a fuck boy.
Every man that she's been talking about on the whole show. Like, hey, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh my God. I would love it. I would love it. I'm getting more of.
You would love a fuck boy? Wait, somebody told me what a fuck boy is.
They're good to fuck on.
Yeah, so it's okay when y'all say it, but when women say it, oh my gosh, y'all always.
There's nothing else to them.
What?
A fuck boy.
Because calling a guy a F boy is the same as saying, like, niggas ain't. So it's like when we do
calling one guy or a couple guys a fuckboy and saying niggas ain't shit is two different things.
Okay,
like,
I'll take that. I know, but I'll
take
it.
Yeah, we're piggybacking.
We gonna let them because they. Yeah, we see the vibes.
No, honestly,
y'all be trying to generalize. We talking about a specific group of people.
Don't say y'all. You generalizing by saying y'all. I've never said niggas ain't.
Y'all done ran into some bad females. Hey.
Wait, you were sucking your teeth when I said picnics and stuff.
Everything with girls is y'all.
I think women like the idea of picnics, but they don't really want to go on picnics.
Why would you say that? Have you done it?
Do you like how intimate a picnic is?
I got to disagree.
But there's different versions of picnics.
I'm disagreeing with him. Man.
For me, I think
someone
personally, being in the woods and the grass and all that, I'm straight. But if we like, in the SUV, you pop the trunk, we put the blankets in the back of the car. Like, that's a cool picnic versus, like, you just gotta learn how to customize it for the girl.
Did you try
a
picnic?
That's like the fancy.
Did you try a picnic? One, two, three. Did you guys try?
Look, I also think it's the dude that they with.
I've been on picnics.
I'm a nigga. I used to be a nigga that just didn't give a fuck on what. You get what I'm saying? So, like, I didn't give a fuck if you cared if you was on this picnic or not. You going or you not going?
Yeah.
You pulling up or you not? and they pulling up. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it depends on your vibe and if that woman want to be around you at sometimes too. You got to take that into
So you feel like that's the reason guys will become complacent is if the girl isn't with the vibes no more?
No, I think some people get complacent because the other person giving them everything without making them earn it.
Yes. So, I like how you just brought up the word earn.
Yeah.
Because usually when girls use the word earn, there's a negative connotation that comes
with it. No, I need to earn your trust. I need to earn your loyalty. I need to earn everything you do for me.
Yeah, but we talking about like vibes, dates, stuff like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you said that sometimes people become complacent because they don't have to earn anything, right?
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times when girls say, when we use the word earn for whatever the case may be, when we're talking about romantic relationship with guys, it's a negative connotation.
No,
give
man.
Us a, give us an example, because you're not being specific.
Yeah.
So if a girl says the most obvious one, you have to like earn.
The pussy?
Yeah.
Mm. Every negative? Man should.
Okay.
Okay. That's negative.
So y'all all agree with that?
Yeah.
Okay. Should. We good.
A man ever told you he don't got to earn it?
Like... No. I'm just saying because I've been in conversations where guys feel like that's bonkers. Like that's crazy.
It depends on how it's coming off though, man. Because it got some women that are like, oh, earning my pussy, you gotta pay my bills, or you gotta. If you want shit like that,
great.
If you want shit like that, then
you gotta take me. You gotta give me a steak and a lemon drop.
You gotta take me to Ruth Chris and spend $150 on a steak to get this box and shit.
No. Okay, and we gotta take 1942 shots. Like, whoa.
If you're saying I gotta court you properly, then I agree with you.
Yeah. Okay, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. The transactional, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like,
I might as well just give you the money.
Yeah, the Zelles and the fees and all that. That's a different lane. Okay. But
That's a fact. What are some signs? What about you? What are some signs that somebody's getting complacent in a relationship?
Things change. Like you're not doing everything that you were trying to do to get me to begin with. Mm-hmm. We're not going out. Not trying to plan anything. I don't know. Just things of things of that nature. Exactly. Mm. You don't feel like you have to do anything anymore. You're just noticing, you know what? Sometimes female could come off as if, like I say, we live in New York City where females have the most control over everything. We're planning the dates. We're telling you what we want. We're almost
y'all
like
doing everything but paying for it.
Hey, don't say that.
Got the most controller.
What 2 Chainz said, true.
I mean, almost as if... Okay.
They planning, they decide where they want to go, what you paying for, how many, where they eating
So
at.
I have a question. As a guy, do you feel like that's an easier situation where you just pull up and you pay and you don't have to plan anything?
Thank
or
you.
Do you feel like... It's a little more harder.
I've never had a woman plan anything. They always expect the man to plan everything. And then they, tell me what time to get dressed. Tell me where to go. Like they
I feel like the expectation is on whoever initiated us like going out. So if I say like, let's do something.
But
obviously
y'all don't never initiate
women
going
don't
out.
Initiate going out.
Okay. Who don't initiate
but
going out?
But it depends on the type of women.
Hey, you want to go here? You want to go there? Hey, let's go here.
What about
when
we say y'all? It's like, it depends on the man.
A lot of women don't plan.
I think it depends on the women. Like, if you had a guy that's like really romantic and like is really used to that, then maybe you'll be like, okay, well, I'm not gonna plan it. But if you're used to somebody that's like don't do nothing and you just like,
but she said something that's critical because Ace brung this up before. She said you're not doing everything to like that you were doing in the beginning to get me. And Ace brung a point up on a previous show about. That men are the only ones that can get complacent in a relationship because a woman never had to do anything to get a man. So we can't say, oh, you getting complacent because you ain't do the things to do to get me. Like, I had to chase you. So now you're expecting that. It's that one-side dynamic. And women get very complacent in relationships, too. Like,
do you feel like...
Hey.
I feel like you're looking at one form of complacentness. There's women who get you by just keeping themselves up. And then they fall off on that. So do you not feel like that's not a form of being complacent?
Yeah, that happens. Yeah, that
okay,
happens,
so that's what I'm saying.
So what about the way somebody's talking to you?
Hmm?
Like the way, how the communication changed? Mm-hmm. Like you get comfortable, now you're telling me you suck your dick? Or you calling me a
why not? No, I'm fucking
hey.
Wait, wait, wait.
No,
wait,
And what sense is he saying that?
For example, like in the beginning, like, you know, like you're not as disrespectful. The way you talking to me is different. You more respectful to me. And then you get comfortable and now it's like, bitch, what? Like,
bro, what kind of niggas you be speaking? So niggas be like, yo,
no, not me. Not me personally. Like, I'm saying in general, like.
Y'all watch too much TV. I don't know.
For example, hood guys.
We live in New York City. That is the first response.
We don't watch TV. We hear a lot of stories.
Yeah, y'all hear a lot of stories, but these stories are not true. Women love
okay, it's not sometimes
I've dealt with it before. Black women dating in New York City. I dealing not, with that is the first response to anything that you do not like is SMD. Lose my number. Don't
black
don't
women, you know who says SMD the most?
Women.
Because it's disrespectful.
In New York.
I know if I'm yeah, if exactly. guy, I'm a guy, I'm a disrespectful. Yeah, stop playing with
that's like that's like reversing the N-word. Oh, Nigger, for it to be an insult and then us using it as in a term like, yeah, what's up, my nigga? It's females reversing it. SMD? Nah, SMD. Suck my dick.
Nah, she has a point.
She has a point. You don't want to go out. You don't want to golf. You don't want to play pool. You don't want to do nothing. You don't want to go on a picnic. You don't want to go on a bike ride. You don't want to do absolutely anything.
That's not how you communicate.
Unfortunately,
New York City communication that goes like that.
What he's doing in that situation, don't tolerate that form of disrespect.
I think it's hood guys. I've dealt with a hood guy before and in the beginning, it's like really nice. Then it turns into, okay. So you gonna show me that as soon as you have boundaries and standards,
and you have somebody in your life to tell you something.
You don't have boundaries and standards because you're using language like SMD as a woman. You get what I'm saying? That's a horrible thing.
That means I don't have boundaries.
I don't know when it comes to disrespect, who taught y'all?
Your moms taught y'all to talk like that?
Are you crazy? Who's
teaching y'all to talk like this?
You grow up like this.
Other women.
I have two sons. I'm not gonna lie. You think their fathers taught them to say SMD when they get upset? No. First off, I have a 6-year-old and a 12-year-old, soon to be 13-year-old. You think my 12-year-old heard anybody really SMD besides music and et cetera, stuff like that, say SMD when it's a response to something that they don't like?
Yeah, I don't think it's like a taught thing. I think it's more like a disrespect. Like, I'm going to disrespect you. If you disrespecting me, I'm going to disrespect you. Now, my mother's not going to raise me like, oh, yeah. Say SMD.
I remember hearing my mom say SMD across in the street. A guy, I used to be more slimmer than I actually was. And whenever I didn't want to speak to somebody, they used to call me like olive oil. You know. No, you know who that is. That's Popeye's girlfriend. She's mad skinny. Olive oil. Definitely... Or you can hula hoop through a Cheerio. All types of skinny ass, dumbass jokes. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's serious. It used to be, SMD. Suck my dick.
Right, now I
that's what guys say to you to insult you. So when you're insulting a guy back, that's you from New York City. That's the thing. Because
I know that.
Back.
I feel like when you talk about
you, it's going to make you even more mad.
In the same scenario he used that earlier, women, you got those bum ass jeans on, or you got that, women do the same shit.
I feel like when we talk about like stuff like that, for instance, again, the accountability factor for men has to come into play because it's like you all want to lead and y'all want majority of y'all. I'm not going to say all of y'all.
Yeah.
But you all have to recognize the way you all are leading as well, too, because there's a lot of guys, like she's saying, that uses that as the ultimate form of disrespect. So girls or women... No, I'm not saying... I haven't, but I'm saying this is what I'm saying.
How many guys do you think are really nice overall and disrespectful ones?
No, you're speaking from a very hurt place, and you're projecting onto all men. We're not like that.
No, we're not projecting. We're speaking on our experiences.
How many good men are there? There's plenty of good men.
We're speaking on our experiences. We're not projecting.
That's trauma.
We're just saying what has happened when we have opened up. These are the type of things that
we have opened up.
I don't think you should say.
Not all the time, but...
I don't think you should say no. I'm saying I don't think you should say
I don't think you should say
we should stop dealing with those guys because these are not the guys that we want to deal with. The guys that we have dealt with, yes, we have run. Not every guy is like this, but certain guys that I have dealt with is like this. I've dealt with very nice guys. I've dealt with white men. I've dealt with very nice, intelligent black men, and I didn't have to go through it.
So why, when you connect a good guy, you have to And look, this is not me hating, but the first thing you mentioned, oh, I dealt with good guys, white men. You get what I'm saying?
No, and then I said intelligent black men. And that was just the you know what I'm saying? Like, okay, all right, let me rephrase it. Like, okay, let me rephrase it.
Like, y'all feel more comfortable with these other groups of men, and it's very disappointing.
Who said we felt more comfortable?
Okay, so wait. You know what I wanted to say to you?
No, wait, you know what I wanted to say to you? She did not say that. That's not what she said.
I wanted to say that. That's not what she said.
One mic.
Wait, you said that it's very, you are very disappointed with black women choosing white men. What about women being very disappointed with black men choosing Spanish women?
No, listen. You got it wrong because I didn't say
women,
that. I didn't say
choosing
that.
White women.
No, I didn't
choosing,
say that.
You did. You said.
No, I said.
That's not what he said.
Hispanic women. All right, what you said? Y'all love them. Y'all love y'all Hispanic women.
I said I'm disappointed that women feel more comfortable with other
people. Y'all be thinking them rice and beans coming to the table?
Okay, so what about women
coming to the table is crazy.
Hold on, you got to chill out. Women you just talking. He trying to say something.
I'm sorry. My apologies.
Just chill out. That's all.
What about women being very disappointed in? Well, all right. What about me being very disappointed in black men choosing other races such as Spanish, white?
Listen.
And Arabic.
Whatever. And you have a right to feel that way, right? But when you guys also say that y'all have the presence of a resting bitch face and expecting that man to kiss your ass to get to know you, it's a problem for me.
So what about Spanish women?
A sexy, things that we find sexy, because my resting bitch face is sexy. That's how I feel.
It's not.
A sexy
It's disgusting.
Okay, so what about
that's
a Spanish?
That's what you think. That's your ego.
That's what most men think.
All right, wait.
Me? No man thinks
it's
that's sexy.
All right, so like, nah,
that's you. You're not a man.
I feel sexy. I don't want to feel, like, you know, like.
Nobody want to deal
okay,
with
so
that.
Okay, so
hold on.
I'm supposed to smile from ear to ear.
Hold on.
I'm thinking it's sexy in my head. All right.
I hear what you're saying, right? But then look at what you're attracting.
Hey, yeah. Okay. I attract all different kinds of people.
No, you don't.
No,
you don't.
The resting bitch face.
No, I do.
Wait, so what
I kid
about,
you not, I do.
So what about...
I kid
from,
you not,
wait,
I
wait,
do.
From what you've been telling me since you've been here, the type of people that you're attracting, it's the same group of people.
How?
Same personality, controlling.
No, it wasn't. I didn't tell you that was everybody that I've dated. Those were the problems that I've seen in those, like, certain type of people. Mm-hmm. That was it. That was all. I didn't say that everybody that I was getting to know was controlling, was this, was that. No, those were the things that I looked at that was a red flag. I did not say that.
Okay, so what about... Wait, so what about... Okay, you say you don't like the resting bitch face. So you want a woman that's very friendly. I'm smiling at every dude face I see.
No,
I gotta show
And that's what I'm saying, going to the stream. I'm just saying, you can be more approachable. I'm not here to harm you. I'm not here to disrespect you.
Approachable. You get a,
why?
Look, why? Look, you just proving my point.
No, hold on.
You talked about the brotherhood. No, hold on. You talked about the brotherhood, and now when it's time to hold your sister accountable, you laugh and you ain't holding her accountable.
I do have a very mean face, and I get that. Like, I get it. Like, sometimes I look at myself like, ooh, girl, like, you don't even gotta look like that.
Tama. She's asking how. Just let her know how.
No, she didn't say how. She said why.
She said how and then why.
No, she said why.
Why do I always because have to be smiling from ear to ear?
Nobody's
saying that. If you want somebody to approach you,
he assumed why I was saying why.
Okay, I have two things. The first one is, can I finish my SMD like statement? Because that kind of went left before I even finished. Only because you. Because, okay, so what I was talking about was guys leading, right? So right. The society, let's just say black people is a tribe, the men are the leaders, So what she was saying was that, and I'm not speaking from a place of experience with nobody telling me SMD or X, Y, and Z. Mm. I'm just speaking from me knowing the New York culture moving here, right? So what I'm saying is if the women are learning from men that's the ultimate disrespect, when they want to go to a place of ultimate disrespect, they're using what they've learned, right? So, because women weren't born with D's, so they didn't originate that. You get what I'm saying? That was something that was learned. So, when I was talking about the accountability factor, before you just
attack a woman for doing that as well. Granted, I'm not saying that it's ladylike. I didn't grow up doing that, using that or whatever. Mm. But I'm just saying that when you hear your little brother or your nephews them saying that as a form of disrespect, it's not like, yo, chill, you say something else. You get what I'm saying? Or just like that accountability factor is what I was going back
to. I agree with you 100%. Okay. Well, at men, the end of the day, that should work both ways.
Well, men hold each other accountable, because if you tell somebody to suck your dick, you got to be ready to fight. That's accountability in that sense. When women saying that shit, they not ready to fight. They just saying that because they think they about to disrespect and walk away. Just want to hurt the ego. But I don't think that's right.
But in
the sense of being a leader, I don't know if you watch the show, but we tell men all the time, like, if you're trying to holler at a girl and she's not interested in you, tell her have a nice day and keep it pushing. Like, we're not promoting disrespecting women just because she ain't want to talk to you. Like, you don't know what she's going through. Let her have a good day, and you might see her again, you might not. It is what it is.
I think women, and y'all not gonna want to hear, women not gonna want to hear this, but women, I think women often complain about men are not leading. I think there's plenty of leaders out there, especially black men. I don't think y'all know how to attract those men.
I wasn't saying that men aren't leading.
Why do you think we don't know how to attract those
y'all
men?
Y'all don't, because there's plenty of... Because y'all, look at how y'all talk to men. But those ain't the type of leaders.
No.
Like,
see, you gotta twist it. I'm not saying I talk to every guy like that.
You shouldn't be talking to no man like that.
No.
Especially nobody, you're not even putting yourself in a situation.
So no man is supposed to, so I'm supposed to take that disrespect.
I'm not saying you're supposed to do
it. If he said that to you, you take that disrespect.
I'm not matching no woman's energy.
I'm asking you.
I don't conduct myself into
me telling every guy, like,
what's the situation you're referring to when somebody telling you something they did?
I never had a guy tell me SMD. I'm saying in general,
they don't have these experiences.
So what's the situation then? What is this?
Well, you had experience where you said it to, you said, because you just said, I don't say it to every guy, but you have never had the experience where a man told you that.
Okay, a guy never told me SMD, but a guy has called me a bitch before. Who you look like? You know what I'm saying? Why?
That's moving the goalposts, because you leaving the part where you're holding yourself accountable, where you said you told multiple men SMD, but a man never told that to you. But this is your whole...
But they, all right, they never told me SMD, but they have said disrespectful things to me that I felt like I had to get disrespectful to, and that's what I said. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You want to say, it's plenty of disrespectful things that you can say. SMD is not the only disrespectful word. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. A guy calling me a bitch is like, whoa, like what?
So suck my dick.
You fucking hoe. What do you, whoa, what? Okay. Who you, yeah. SMD, who are you talking to? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not saying that to every guy, but if you getting disrespectful with me, the same way you have your disrespectful words is the same way I have my disrespectful words. So I'm not attached to every guy. Look,
that experience is valid, and I'm not taking that away from you. Know what I'm saying? But if you are meeting, those are not the quality of men that you should even be dealing with. And I'm not saying you are, but I'm saying in general, those are not quality men. And those
that
times,
women
those,
don't say me, because you know what I'm saying. Like, that's not the only men that I deal with.
Mm. No, we're not saying that. If you ever encounter a man like that, not saying that's what you're looking for, but if a man presents himself as a gentleman and then he flips this card where he's calling you out your name or disrespect, he's not worth your time.
Yeah, for sure.
Point.
And then it's over after saying. That. Like, yeah. I'm going to get disrespectful with you, and then you're blocked.
But then showing the maturity is not matching the energy, too, because you might put yourself in a more dangerous situation matching that energy, you know what I mean?
That's what I was just about to say.
Okay, maturity. You know what I mean? So what about being humble?
Hmm?
Being humble.
Same thing.
But that's what I was
so
just about
So you don't feel like
say,
sometimes
like,
you have to, like, show people, like, nah, let me...
But you got to be ready for what comes with that, though.
Oh, well, it's nothing better than showing them by leaving them.
Yeah, I was...
That's the biggest flex. Yes.
Yeah. It's easy to say.
No, it's easy to do. You ever get a long ass text and you ever write a long ass text and don't get no response?
Nah, I write K. I write K.
Or K. You know how much that hurt more than suck my dick. Oh, this nigga ain't even on these.
Oh, you mad? Right, you SMD.
Yeah. Yo, sometimes you just gotta
age as well.
Huh?
Yeah, because I'm 23, so I like a lot of people in like my age group. Yeah. Is like they're not as mature, so I you know what I'm saying? I can't really say, like, well, those maybe you should stop talking to those guys because I'm only 23. Like, how
communication skills with a 20-year-old and a 30-year-old is entirely different. There's ways
Facts.
Of life as you get older.
But that's why we try
and
give you the tools, and so you could get to that point faster than we did. You feel me?
Yeah, but everybody has to learn. You could tell me, but...
They say the wisest people learn from the mistakes of others. So I'm just putting the information out there. Mm-hmm. Whoever's going to take it, going to take it.
Portables today. I'll try.
And it's also how you represent yourself. If a man feel like... And I'm not saying he is right, like how we were saying. I'm not saying he's right. But if you represent yourself and allow him to do so, he might do it. If you know you cool with him kikiing and calling you this and telling you that, because a lot of, yo, bro, and you calling your man bro and he calling you bro and y'all saying SMDs as jokes and yo, you my bitch, you my nigga. What the fuck you think that's going to lead to in an argument?
Yeah, you're getting, that's signs of you getting
but comfortable. But y'all, a lot of, you know.
Getting comfortable.
I'm saying a lot of people in their younger 20s are literally doing that. You know, cursing, SMD, bitch this, hoe that, slut this, it's my slut. She like, yes, I'm his slut.
What?
Davey, that's what are you, crazy. Do you not know who Suki with the good coochie is? What are you talking about?
She's in her 20s?
No, I'm just saying. Oh. I'm just using an example.
Yeah, because you were saying.
But, she a role model to these women in their 20s. Like, what women? Like,
some women.
Now, don't act like she's not a role model.
I like the confidence that they bring to a certain extent. You have...
Stop, because you look at him. You're fueling him.
Women should not like one thing about her. You shouldn't say, I like her confidence. I like her... Don't like shit about her. She's making y'all look horrible as black women. Y'all don't like nothing about her. She is disgusting. She's dirty, filthy.
There's no such thing as bad press. We're not even about to get into celebrity business. It's bad press on black women.
So what about Dirk? What about Dirk?
What about Dirk? What are you talking about?
Because Dirk got a whole song about him talking about his baby mother, no standards.
Lately, he been on some positive shit.
He up there talking real nasty about her. Why is you looking up Dirk and he up here talking about a female like that?
Because lately, he been on some positive shit.
I don't know what song you're referring to.
No standards.
I haven't heard it. I'm sorry.
You gotta listen to it. All right,
but look, the difference between Suki in her music and her actions, she's out here laying on floors, sucking and fucking everything, walking.
And Dirk is out here cheating on his fiance.
And he shouldn't be doing that because black men shouldn't cheat on a woman.
Wait, come on. You see how he just held Dirk accountable? Y'all still not up here.
I said I'm not for the whole shit. I'm not. You know what I'm saying?
Somebody said, I like her power. I like her confidence. I like her confidence.
You thought I said that. That's not what I said. Run the tape back.
What you said?
That's not what I said.
So what you said?
Her confidence to a certain extent, she's creating a certain type of conversation. No. She's creating a certain type of conversation.
What? How to be a whore?
Whore?
Yes. How to be a whore. That's
because she's cool with her sexuality? What?
No, that's not sexuality. That's whore. Prostitution.
Okay, time out.
You seen Suki selling pussy
on
the screen?
Yes.
She had a music video where she's popping pussy.
I ain't see it.
Oh, okay. Well, you defending a woman that she's promoting in different ways.
I'm not defending her. You want her on the topic of a conversation, and I'm just saying for what I've seen for my own self.
It's sad that I feel
that's like more calling somebody a hoe. I don't feel like there's no such thing as a hoe.
She have over my woman than our woman.
She said she don't feel like there's no such thing as a hoe.
You have a prostitute and then you have females who like what they like.
So you got prostitutes and you have women who like what they like. I'm keeping that pussy out. You a hoe.
So what about if you giving that dick up?
You a hoe.
Period.
Hey.
But the problem is, I can be real and hold myself accountable. If I'm giving out dick, I'm still a hoe. If you're giving out pussy, you still a hoe. I'm not going to make it.
But it's a difference. You respect it. You know what you like to do with your body.
But
it's a difference.
No, you're giving it up.
Guys can be like, yeah, I'm a hoe. And people be like, yeah, he get pussy.
And you still going to fuck him. Like, you know what I'm saying?
But if a female be like, yeah, I'm a hoe, you're going to be like, nah, I'm good.
The problem is.
But you understand. Holding them accountable. That's why they're not out in the open doing it.
Okay, this is where I stand on this conversation. I feel like
you represent the sisterhood.
No, chill. Calm down. I feel like that takes all different kinds of people to make up this world. So if there are people,
so you say we need hoes?
No, listen, no, I'm not saying we.
Justify the bullshit. Can y'all listen?
I'm not.
I'm not.
You
don't hold these motherfuckers accountable.
What I'm saying is, right? It takes all different kinds of people to make up this world. And I feel like there's representation a lot of times in the media of these different types of people.
True.
I'm not saying that we should all align with one or we should all align with all. But there's somebody that's going to represent that type of people in the limelight, right? Mm. So I know my tribe and where I stand and who I feel like is the voice for me right now, right? But that doesn't mean that I'm going to bash the person that isn't. Because at the end of the day, there's a lot of people that push that girl and other people into the space where they're at now.
Okay, what does that make her? Let's be candid.
It doesn't matter what it makes her.
That's the problem.
But this is what I'm saying. This is what I'm saying, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because what I'm saying is that there's people who she represents.
Yeah, okay. Black women.
No, wow, that's crazy. Because we can
she's
say,
not a representation.
That's crazy.
She represents black women because she is black.
No, she represents a specific type of person. She is a black woman. But listen,
you think when the world's looking at her,
at the end of the day,
no. Let's be real. She doesn't represent the black woman. I would want, right?
But that's
I understand.
What I'm trying to show.
But no.
Yes.
But when you're a different person. I'm a white person watching this on TV, and I see a woman crawling on the floor, shaking her ass.
Then you flip the channel, and there's a black woman standing next to a president.
No, I'll give you an example. So when they seen on TV for 1,000 years, black men with their pants sagging, what was all black men called?
Thugs.
But can you listen? That's what I'm saying.
You're not
what
answering
I'm,
none of my
no,
questions.
Okay, but can you listen, though? This is what I'm saying. You're valid 100%. I get exactly what you're saying, but we're saying the same thing. My thing is that it's not the problem in these people. It's the problem in how we're viewing them, that they're just a representation for the whole of the community.
I think even the men that sag.
I'm saying let's throw Sukiyana out of the
equation. Men said, pick your fucking pants up. That's not what you need to be doing. And women need to say, pick your ass up off the floor, cover your fucking coochie, and nobody cares about you
spreading
it.
Because you were very vocal earlier about men need to hold men accountable.
Hear me out.
You was very vocal, and women tend to do this. Men need to hold men accountable in X, Y, and Z. And now when there's always a point where women should hold another woman accountable, now we start justifying that now we're all different individuals.
Can y'all listen? I'm agreeing with what y'all are saying.
You didn't hold nobody accountable.
I feel like to y'all holding somebody accountable looks like me saying, yeah, she's X, Y, and Z. But
you
what I'm trying
call
to
it
tell
what
you
it is,
at the
though.
End of the day, Suki is represented for black women because she's black at the end of the day.
But
it don't matter. It's
isn't
not
one representation
person,
for black women.
And on that note, man, we're going to have to get the
hold on, let me say one last thing, man. But you got to.
Oh, my God. That's crazy. Y'all really not going to hear me out?
You got to call it what it is, though. If you look at it from a man perspective, we got different groups of men, but we know what them different groups is. We gonna call it what it is. If we look at Obama, that's a classy man. We look at Future, that's a fuckboy.
But
when you look at Beyonce, that's a wife. You look at Sukiyana, what is she?
Okay, this is
what is she?
Sukiyana.
What is she?
This is Kiyala.
And that's the end.
No, five more seconds.
The timer is out. The shot clock violation is up. Like, you know what I'm saying? We appreciate y'all for tuning in. You know what I mean? If y'all enjoyed the conversation, hit the comment in the motherfucking comments, man. Like, hit the like button, subscribe. If y'all not already subscribed, subscribe.
We heard what you said.
Put the one in the chat if you want to hear the rest of what she said.
No, worry, for real, because I'm still about to talk my stuff.
First of all, join the membership. That's what we're going to say. Join the membership. We're going to see all the behind the scenes.
Yeah, it's behind the scenes.
You know what I mean? Again, let them know where they can follow you.
Follow my Instagram, my nail page, Butterfly Nails. It's 3 S's. S-S-S.
Y'all can follow my Instagram at Akeyana Edwards Original, AKEYANNAEDWARDSORIGINAL.
That's for real? That was real?
Yeah.
Hey, what was that?
A heart.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you thought it was a gang?
I want to let you know that you're...
It is.
It is.
You going to hear the rest of what she's saying in her stories.
Don't do it. Yeah, and I'll tell you off camera what that means.
All right. Sorry.
And then we got the first one to leave the show voluntarily. I like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, watch the wires, please. Yo, yo.
She ain't had no social anyway.
Oh, yeah, you
do. I do have a social handle, but
what's your
like
social
I said.
Security number?
Oh, wow. It's Muffy Wong.
I'm like 2
Everybody
three,
know
five.
Me, Muffy. Muffy Wong. Muffy Jones.
See, always a nigga always asked me for my social. My last nigga asked me for my social security.
I'm done with it.
I'm fucking with you. Again, man. We appreciate y'all. We out.
Caught the merch. We out of here, man.
Oh, yeah.